Blog Talk Radio.
Choking my way through the cobwebs. It's almost Halloween, and this is the show where every day is Halloween. And you know what that means? Another birthday for me, this ex, born exactly 3 weeks before Halloween. Boy, and isn't that telling? Halloween! That's a run over here from Grandi, the big horror movie convention. Gulardi Fest was this weekend, but it's more for all the great horror hosts from my original hometown. If you don't know what that's all about, you need to go to gulardifest.com and check it out for yourself. And my woman was there. Yep, my woman, Allison Arngrim, a.k.a. Nellie from Little House on the Prairie, a show that I should have been on when I was growing up in the 1970s. Don't show your age. And why is Allison Arngrim my woman? Because she, well, for many reasons, one of which is she retweeted and laughed out loud, that's LOL, at my wonderful twits on Twitter in the past. That's right. When you are retweeted, and laughed at, when you're little Twitter remarks get laughed at by Allison Arngrim, Nellie from Little House on the Prairie, you know that you've made it. You know you've hit the big time. Okay, make sure that all your lights are out now because, oh, man, I'm scared. I am scared because mine are. All my lights are out. The show can only be heard in the dark. And as usual, I see none of you are showing up on my dashboard. In other words, none of you are chatting in the chat room. I feel so lonely again, week after week, year after year. I open up the chat room and hardly anybody chats and hardly anybody calls. Yes, we're stuck in the 1970s and the 1980s on this show. And that's why we have a fake ringing phone, like the old days. Oh, I'll tell you this much. I still have to say a few more words about Gulardi Fest and updates to my wonderful, wonderful website, missxradio.webs.com. So if you want to go to missxradio.com. threads.com. But the guest call-in line, you want to be a guest? You could be considered a guest on this show right now, live, if you have so much spider baby information about tonight's movie. If you know so much about tonight's movie, so much you know that you are just an expert on spider baby, then you need to call in 657-383-1357. If you're listening live right now and you do want to be on air, 657-383-1357. That is both east of the Great Lakes, west of the Great Lakes, north of the Great Lakes, and south of the Great Lakes of planet Earth. That's 657-383-1357. Oh, it's scary when you give those numbers. It's the beginning of another show, which means I have to turn because I broadcast live all over this planet, wacky, wacky planet we call Earth, to the north, to the south, to the west, and to the east. And once again, I turned in the wrong direction. The north would be the Great Lakes area and Canada, and the south would be going down there towards all the southern states from where I am on the granite planet. So, oh, it's such a wacky planet, and we show it here nearly every week. Do you know what happiness is? You've seen those little signs. You've seen the little plaques they used to have. I am really dating myself. Since I turned the big 5-0 this year, this year, this past week, I am officially now 53 days old. And so far, it's blah, man. It's blah, man and woman and creatures out there. It really is. I'm thinking of werewolves and werewolves mating with female women, humans, and weird movies, and one channel had on like Hammer Horrors about a werewolf mating, and we've done so many werewolf shows. And then you're thinking you're old, but you don't feel old, but you're getting old. And anyway, we're going into the 11th year doing this show right here called Night Owls Radio on blogtalkradio.com. I've been doing it since 2008. Since 2008, I've been telling you to turn all your lights off and sit in the dark when you listen to the show. You do have to sit in the dark. That's the only way the show can be heard. It makes it so much scarier. You will see things in the dark. That's been known to happen before. When you are into all these weird topics, and you're discussing your weird paranormal topics, weird things can occur. And they're only weird to us here on planet Earth. But there are some things that are psychologically weird. Oh, millions and probably at least, well, if not millions, at least thousands of very weird things that are considered psychological horror. And that's what we're going to bring you tonight, about this weird chick, this weird woman, young girl, young woman that thinks she's a spider and acts like one too. And in the movie, she tells the guy that he tastes good like a bug, but bugs don't like spiders. That's one of her big lines in the movie. Bugs don't like spiders. And we are kicking off 50, and I told you about this on 10-10, October 10th, in celebration of Miss X's 50th year on Earth. We are bringing you 50, count them, 50 horror monster movies for you to listen to right here for the next year or so on Night Owls Radio. Isn't that great? Yes, it is! Woo-hoo-hoo! We are so excited about it. We might throw in, along with the movies, we might throw in a brown woolly mammoth topic or two. You know I love my woolly mammoths, so we might throw in an occasional paranormal topic. But for 50 years, we are bringing you Miss X Presents 50 see horror, monster, sci-fi movies. It's going to be horror, it's going to be monster movies, and it's going to be sci-fi. Wall to wall, every single broadcast for the next 50 broadcasts in a row. And we're kicking it all off again tonight with the 1964 weird, and I do mean weird, beyond weird, creepy too, creepy film, Spider Baby, from 1964. Since apparently a lot of you are not the huge aficionados of Spider Baby that I expected this audience to be, don't get out your little black spider with the string on the end, the plastic one, and put it down for Hallow's Eve. Don't do that, because happiness is, which I was trying to get to earlier and got diverted as usual once again, happiness is having Halloween stores to shop at. Yay! Oh, like those have really popped up. I passed one the other day on my birthday, on my official 50th year, half a century on your crazy planet. Oh, since I came to this crazy planet half a century ago, on that very day, I found an orangey orange Halloween store where I can get all my little props for the Midnight Monster movie with Miss X. Speaking of which, the Midnight Monster movie with Miss X can be seen, because some people have asked me, believe it or not, can be seen in several places. You can see the Midnight Monster movie with Miss X on YouTube, or you can simply go where the links will be provided on Facebook Radio Miss X. That's all you need to do. Oh, you and the green-faced Frankenstein that used to occasionally co-host the show but no longer does. You and the gray werewolf walking up half-human, half-wolf with the wolf head. You can go in the dark woods tonight with a werewolf, because it's a little cool out. Ah, and the trees breeze is going. I do see the green leaves of the tree out here. Big, bushy green trees glowing in the dark, almost midnight night sky. It's a little cool out here. You can go to Facebook Radio Miss X, Facebook Night Owls Radio, that's the name of the page, and you can watch clips from the Midnight Monster movie with Miss X. With Miss X. I also want to remind you quickly to, again, check out the website, because it does have a very fast, easy way for you to watch and look at some clips from past Night Owls Radio shows at missxradio.webs.com. That's missxradio.webs.com. You can find all of that information at blogtalkradio.com, Miss X, where you are right now, right here on Blog Talk Radio, my beloved B-Log Talk, right there, blogtalkradio.com, Miss X, all in black and white, just like tonight's movie, black and white. Grab yourself the yellow popcorn. Don't spill it everywhere, and don't make little greasy marks with your little fingers while you're going to listen to Spider Baby 1964. And don't forget, of course, to check out all the fun and the horror hosts that Miss X grew up watching or knowing of at GulardiFest.com. That was going on this past weekend. I was very thrilled. I was thrilled. My little Godiva chocolate self. Here it is right here. Hear that? Ooh, that's ripping off the Godiva. Right here. Yeah. It got delivered to me, and all the tape with the Godiva is like stuck to that computer. I heard from Dracula Man, who used to host the show that I watched. I've talked about this before. I watched when I was just turned 18 or 19 years old, was living in my first place away from home. Halloween night, they premiered right around Halloween. And he wished me a happy 50th birthday. Woo! This week, I am so happy. Thank you, Drax. he was at Gilardi Fest, along with just dozens, probably, and at least a dozen of the people that had been horror hosting around for decades, literally decades. All right, finally, sit back, sit yourself down, try to relax. End your weekend of horror with Spider Baby, which has Hunter Shaney Jr. and a creepy noise, a chauffeur, and crazy adult children who are all nuts. Roll into Spider Baby, 1964, as we kick off the very first movie in our 50 horror monster sci-fi movies. Nails Radio. Enjoy. Enjoy. You know it wasn't extinguished at all. You know that that creepy weirdness continues. Really messy, and you look like the Spider Baby? That's what Miss X was just like in this video.
And then came this Mr. Schlosser. He was a nasty mean man.
Nasty mean man!
Oh, Bruno, I'll never see you again.
I finally get a page up for you to call in, and none of you fall in.
They can't.
657-383-1357. If you don't want to call in to tonight's show, Spider Baby.
I knew it wouldn't come.
didn't have much time anyway. Pretty soon, Ralph, you'll be ready to join Uncle Ben and Clara.
Uncle Ben and Aunt Clara live in the basement. And they're sort of zombified. They're still around in this creepy movie. Creepy!
Creepy!
They live in the basement. Kind of like that cat that my aunt had that lived in the basement when I was a little girl. Lived down there for like 18 years.
Can we?
No. I have to go a little way to get it. But it'll only take me a little while.
Please don't go away, Bruno.
It won't take but a few minutes.
I'm scared. I'm scared.
I expect you to take care of your mother and
sister.
And they don't get any trouble. Will you do that?
I will, Bruno.
Even Bruno, the one that's supposed to be taken care of, is super bitter. Creepy brown.
What do you mean? What are we going to do with her? Don't you know you made this plan? And if you can finish it, she will, just like a big squiggly spider.
Spiderweb. In a spider. Weird, wrong, beyond creepy movie. Spider Girl's a web. They're all in the creepy basement, the cement floor.
Wait,
And he brought a wonderful surprise, all right. Dynamite. Ooh, the leaves are playing all in black over here as the wind goes through the trees. They're listening to Spider Baby, 1964, starring Lon Chaney Jr. Lon Chaney's relative might be listening. He's a fan of Night Owls Radio. You know who you are.
Oh, I don't know how you got your car into this. I can't find it again. That you leave the
premises
as quickly as possible.
Leave as quickly as possible. I get to be the pretty girl that gets picked up in the movie. I've been waiting for decades. Always faints and gets carried off in a threshold. Carry me, carry me back to the threshold. Oh, I didn't know it was going to sing. And that is covered in hay. Nice house. And then he has a creepy, creepy daughter. Creepy. It turns out to be the child of one of the weirdos in Spider Baby. So she goes outside in the backyard and gets entranced by a web. A spider's web. I didn't gang out with Spider Baby, another one of those movies that ends with a big question mark at the end of the end? Question mark? Yeah. Slacker. Okay there, Slacker. You want to hear it again? You just can't get enough. You're going to have to tune in for only 49 more to go. Yep, only 49 more sci-fi monster horror movies to go for the next year or so in celebration of Miss X's 50th year on the planet. That's going to be right here on blogtalkradio.com. And until next time, happy sleep!